We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's also on NJ.com, and he does a pre and post right here at WIP. The great Joe Giglio. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Angelo.
Joe, is this getting exciting or what? Trade deadline. You got some news for us. It's exciting, isn't it?
It is fun. Yeah, Angelo, I was on yesterday. I was filling in for Ike with John Marks. And before the show, I was texting with a friend who's in the industry down in Baltimore. And I asked him if he knew anything and if he had heard anything. And he had told me that what he had been hearing from someone he talks to within the Orioles is that Manny's coming to the Phillies. And it could happen as early tomorrow morning.
All right. Your exact tweet was Machado to Phils Wednesday morning. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, so let's start with that. What do you think the odds are right now, Joe?
Putting together what I heard from who I talked to and then just what's out there seemingly from everyone around baseball, I'd be surprised if this doesn't happen now. You know, I would say maybe 70-30. You feel good it's going to happen. The Phillies seem like the front runner from everyone that's reporting on this, and it just seems like a matter of time until a deal gets done.
All right, now the second part of your tweet I found equally intriguing, Joe. You said Andy McPhail, the president of the team, is a magician. Were you referring to his role in this thing or the fact that he's done a disappearing act since the day we hired him?
His role in this. So that was also texted to me as part of the answer that I got from the person I know down in Baltimore. And what I took from that was that the Phillies may not have an overwhelming offer that's so much better than everybody else. But I took from it as Andy McPhail knows everyone down in Baltimore, as does Matt Klentak. McPhail, obviously, even to a larger extent, and probably convinced ownership and convinced the leadership there that the players the Phillies are sending to them in this deal will be good, and you should take our offer.
All right, so the overwhelming figure in this, if it happens, would be the president McPhail, not Middleton and not Klentak.
You could say that, but I think all three probably have their own individual role. It feels like Middleton, just the way it was reported last week, maybe pushed them forward to really get themselves involved. I imagine Klentak is the point man, really having all the conversations, and then maybe Andy McPhail, I would guess, could be kind of like a closer to go in there and say, listen, this is the best deal. Trust me, these prospects going back, they'll turn out to be good players for you.
All right, well, Joe, and normally they don't. They end up fizzling out, but what are you hearing on what the price is?
So last night, John Morosi of MLB.com mentioned Adonis Medina, the Phillies' number two prospect, their number two pitching prospect, but number two overall as well, that the Phillies were willing to give him up. He was in the Futures game on Sunday. He's not having a great year, but he's still in the lower levels, and people think he's got a great arm. But he's not Sixto Sanchez. He's not their number one prospect. So I think that in itself is a win. And after that, Angelo, to me, the question is going to be how many prospects they give up. You know, if Medina is the headliner here, do they give up one more prospect, two more really good ones, and then is a major leaguer involved? And I think I will base my opinion on what they gave up on how much they gave up here.
All right, but we're hearing Franco. The Orioles are going to need an infielder, and there's no room for him here once they make this deal. You got to admit, is Franco, are you hearing Franco at all, Joe?
Yeah, we had Jim Salisbury on yesterday, and he said he wouldn't be surprised at all if Franco is in it.
Right.
I saw that last week. I think it makes sense, and I'm with you, that it's just there's too much of a logjam anyway, and if you add Machado, he's going to play every day. And I think that the Phillies probably don't want to get fooled by this latest hot streak by Franco. We've seen him do this before. He does this, feels like, once a year. Now, this one has been impressive, but it feels like once a year he goes on a streak that makes you think, all right, he has figured it out here, and then usually he goes back to being Michael Franco. And if the Phillies can include Franco and maybe not have to surrender as much in prospects, I would imagine they would like that idea.
All right, Joe, let's get into what the significance of a move like this would be for the Phillies this year. Do you see them at this point a real threat to win the division, to go beyond that, to threaten for the championship? What does it say that they would go after Machado right now?
I think it says that they think that they're good enough to do those things. And I think the division is wide open. I mean, they're in first place right now, and I think we all could agree they're a flawed team. They're good.
Yep.
They're improving. This is not a special team right now, but they're in first place. And I heard Andy McPhail on Saturday. I think he was down in Miami traveling with the team, and he had mentioned that the idea that they're in first place changes the equation for them, because it's not like they're 10 back and they're just fighting for a wild card. And then we'd be talking about all this for the potential of a one-game playoff. And that, I think, would be silly. But the idea of winning a division, getting in the playoffs, I think they've got a chance to do some damage. Angelo, they remind me a little bit of, remember that Mets team 3 years ago that kind of came out of nowhere? Their pitching came fast, and they traded for Yoenis Cespedes at the deadline, and then all of a sudden it was like, they're in the World Series. I don't know if this team could do that, but the NL is wide open. The Nationals aren't good, and I think you add one big bat, and it opens everything up.
All right, but here's the one thing. It is a rental at this point. You don't know what's going to happen with Machado at the end of the year. He's a free agent. Is it worth it, Joe, if it doesn't win you everything and then he leaves? Is it still worth it because you brought a lot of people back? You got some excitement going. Is it still a valid move to make if it doesn't lead to a championship?
I think it is, as long as you don't give up too much. That's why the price is everything here. I like the idea. I love that they're trying to be bold here, and I think there's some value, Angela. I was watching that documentary the other night, the 08 Phillies, and they were all talking about how getting there in 07, getting to the playoffs, sprungboard them into 2008. So I think there's something to be said about getting there and starting this run into October, even if it doesn't lead to a championship. But that's why they can't give up four of their top 10 prospects. They can't give a ridiculous price, because although I think everyone in Philadelphia believes Manny Machado would stay, you just said it. There's no guarantee. He could walk away in free agency. So they have to treat it as if it's only a rental for now.
Joe, here's the way I'm reading something you said a little earlier. I was fascinated by it. That this Phillies offer is not necessarily overwhelming, but they have relationships with the people they're making it with. Do you think it's the best offer? Or is it that it's close enough so they'd rather go with the guy they like and know, like McPhail, than to go to the Dodgers or the Yankees or somebody else?
Probably the latter, probably close enough. I mean, just from what I've heard in terms of what other teams maybe are offering and what all these reports out there, I don't think anyone is offering their number one top prospect, because I think everyone is treating it like a rental. So if we're talking about, you know, the Phillies' number two prospect and number six compared to everybody else's two and six, that's probably a matter of preference and a matter of, they're all kind of the same anyway, so maybe the relationships there could really put the Phillies over the top, which would be an interesting twist on all this.
All right, Joe, now the last thing is this is a selfish and personal question, but it's important. When you said Machado to Phil's Wednesday morning, did you mean before 10 a.m.? Will we be breaking that story on our show tomorrow?
You know what? I didn't have a time in mind.
Come on, Joe. I don't want the midday guys to get it. Yeah. They get all the stuff. Nothing ever happens on our watch.
Yeah, we can't give it to Cameron, Richie. Here's what I'll say.
All right.
I always feel, Angelo, these days these things break quicker than you think. So
yeah.
If it's supposed to come out at 11 a.m., who knows? Maybe it comes out at 8.
And if you hear from that industry person like 8:30, are you calling us, Joe?
I'll call you right away.
Joe Giglio, my man. Joe, you're looking good on this one. Oh, Al wanted to know this, Joe.
Yeah.
Now that you broke this thing, right, are you like on pins and needles for the next 24 hours because you want to make sure it happens?
I don't know about pins and needles, but if it doesn't happen and if he somehow gets traded somewhere else, I'd probably just turn off Twitter for a couple of days.
See that? There it is. Joe Giglio. Joe, great job, man. Thanks, pal.
Anytime, Angela.
Joe Giglio. How good is that, Al?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.